Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is August 23rd, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first six stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The FIA is holding an FIA Forum Commodities 2023 in Houston on September 13, 2023, at the Houstonian in a program titled Commodity Derivatives Markets in the Age of Uncertainty. The description of the forum is historic market developments fueled by climate change, the energy transition, and geopolitical events are impacting all facets of commodity firm operations. FIA Forum Commodities 2023 returns to Houston the 13th and 14th of September for in-depth discussions of these trends and their implications for physical commodity and derivatives markets. Sessions will examine the impact of higher volatility and margin constraints on hedging strategies, lessons learned from recent market disruptions in the U.S. and Europe, and new opportunities in carbon and renewables. Dangerous conditions of high heat are hitting Chicago and the South, Midwest, and West on Wednesday, according to data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the New York Times reported. The Chicago Sun-Times said that temperatures are expected to climb to near 100 degrees today in Chicago, and heat index readings could reach as high as 115 degrees. Bloomberg has a story reporting that offshore oil workers have suffered from heat-related illnesses as searing temperatures bake the U.S. Gulf Coast. We knew things were going to be tough for Sam Bankman-Fried in jail after his bond was revoked and he was sent to the slammer in New York. However, now we are getting reports that he does not have access to Adderall. There are many reasons to take Adderall, but Sam was probably using it because Adderall helps people with ADHD feel calm and remain focused. Also, it appears that poor Sam, a vegan, is subsisting on peanut butter sandwiches, insider reports. The Telegraph is reporting a story we have heard before that Elon Musk talked directly with Vladimir Putin. What we did not know was that Musk pondered pulling his Starlink satellite internet from Ukraine because he feared being perceived as a warmonger in Russia. India has landed on the moon. Back in the day, this would have been world-stopping news. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, India says its Chandrayaan 3 spacecraft successfully landed on moon. Focus on Talent, organized by Luxembourg for Finance, takes place online September 27, 2023, from 10 to 11 a.m. CEST. The webinar looks at the challenges of talent attraction and retention for the global financial services industry. Experts from financial services firms and high-level recruiters will discuss best practices for offering the best environment to star employees who are of the right mindset and willing to grow their skills. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were goodbye to the bull market for U.S. Treasury bonds, VIX options volume on pace to exceed 2017 record, and U.S. retail traders eye a fresh piece of the crypto derivatives pie. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First, a story from Bloomberg. The headline, a Bitcoin ETF debuts, but traders aren't biting. A big shrug. The topic that transfixed the crypto world this summer wasn't some new invention scandal or meme coin rally or wipeout. Rather, all eyes were on the SEC, and more precisely, whether the U.S. securities regulator turned crypto boogeyman would finally approve an exchange-traded fund tied to the spot price of Bitcoin. After all, one of the applicants was none other than the mighty BlackRock. My comment, maybe this jig needs some more flash to it. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. This 599 putting green improved my golf game. It might work for you. The putter training aid promises to make practicing your putt so much fun you'll actually do it. One writer put his handicap on the line. Meet any golfer and you'll find an advocate for getting some kind of strange device that you've never heard of that's going to revolutionize your game. My father-in-law, an obsessed 5 handicap, has spent the last year or so demanding I buy a giant, strangely shaped putter made by the company Lab Golf. My comment, just what I need, a $599 item to frustrate me in my office. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Spoofing is a silly name for serious market rigging. Spoofing is a new crime, but it isn't new. It has a silly name, but is no joke. Spoofers trick other investors into buying or selling by entering their own buy or sell orders with no intent of filling them. Long considered disreputable, but rarely dangerous, spoofing has emerged in an era of computerized trading as a threat to market legitimacy. The U.S. Justice Department and Commodity Futures Trading Commission have nabbed day traders operating out of their bedrooms, big Wall Street banks, and sophisticated high-frequency trading shops. In August, two former JPMorgan Chase & Company precious metal traders were given prison sentences for market rigging conduct that contributed to the bank paying $920 million in fines. My comment. When I first wrote the Markets Wiki page for spoofing, my internet search for the term spoofing was very limited, and one of the top items was a reference in this newsletter to an upcoming CFTC roundtable that would work to define the term. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, searing heat is shattering century-old records across central U.S. Heat will tax health, power grids, and transportation across U.S. Oklahoma reached 110 degrees Fahrenheit Monday, hottest in contiguous U.S. About 145 million people across the central U.S. are facing wilting temperatures this week from another massive heat wave that will tax energy grids and raise health risks from Minnesota to the Gulf Coast. The heat is already smashing records dating back more than a century, and temperatures are forecast to reach 100 degrees Fahrenheit or more from Minneapolis in the north to Dallas in the south Tuesday. Triple-digit readings will spread even further on Wednesday and Thursday, the National Weather Service said. My comment, stay hydrated and in the shade, my friends. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was trading technologies to acquire Able Noser Solutions, a press release from TT and Able Noser. Second was French restaurants are reportedly requiring more than $5,000 minimum spend per table and refusing reservations for returning diners who don't spend enough at their last visit from Insider. The headline is slightly misleading as the restaurants they are talking about are all in Saint-Tropez. Third was the registration page for the FIA Futures and Options Expo 2023 to take place October 2nd and 3rd at the Sheraton Grand Chicago Riverwalk. Here are the top six stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Wall Street's China Dreams slip away. U.S. banks' asset managers struggle to expand their businesses while tensions escalate. BlackRock became the first global asset manager to operate a wholly owned mutual fund business in China in 2021, roughly a year after chief executive Larry Fink called the country, quote, one of the biggest opportunities, unquote. 2 years later, the world's largest asset manager is struggling to compete in the market. BlackRock ranks 145th among nearly 200 Chinese mutual fund houses in terms of domestic assets under management, according to Wind, a financial data provider. Fidelity International and Neuberger Berman's wholly owned China subsidiaries rank even lower. The next story is also from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, America's farmers are bogged down by data. Uptake of ag tech tools has been tepid, and even many farmers who do use them struggle with the software and a flood of data from their farms. A decade after data analytics promised to revolutionize agriculture, most farmers still aren't using data tools or specialized software. And of those who do, many are swamped in a deluge of data. In 2013, seed and pesticide giant Monsanto acquired agriculture data firm Climate Corporation for $1 billion, helping spur the industry's mania for data-driven farming. The hope was that by outfitting farmers with software and tools capable of ingesting and analyzing troves of data on things from weather patterns to soil conditions, they could more efficiently use their land. And then here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, China needs its own layman moment. Now, enough with the pretend and extend. Beijing's failure to cleanse its toxic debt pile is hampering the banking system and the nation's economic recovery. China's financial system seems on the brink of collapse. Country Garden Holdings Company, once its biggest real estate developer with over 3,000 projects nationwide, is slipping into default. One of the nation's largest private wealth managers has been missing payments to investors. Meanwhile, distress signals from regional governments, which rely heavily on land sales for fiscal income, keep on bubbling up. By Western standards, these events would almost inevitably lead to a financial meltdown. The 2008 subprime mortgage crisis alone brought down Lehman Brothers Holdings, one of the most revered lenders on Wall Street. This year, the Federal Reserve's rapid rate hikes prompted a slew of regional bank failures. Even now, investors are worried about bank loans made to commercial real estate projects hit hard by white-collar workers' reluctance to return to the office. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Ex-JP Morgan gold traders get prison for prolific spoofing. Michael Nowak and Greg Smith were found guilty last year. Smith's sentence is stiffest yet in recent spoofing crackdown. The former head of JP Morgan Chase & Company's precious metals desk and his top trader were sentenced to prison for spoofing, fraud, and attempted market manipulation. Michael Nowak, who ran gold and silver trading at the bank, and trader Greg Smith were sentenced Tuesday in Chicago by U.S. District Judge Edmund Chang. Nowak received a term of 1 year and 1 day, while Smith was given 2 years, the stiffest sentence yet in a recent government crackdown on questionable trading practices. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Russia offers to swap frozen assets with the West. Western officials say they are not aware of the proposal and that no talks are taking place. Russia is offering to swap Western investors' stranded assets in the country for some Russian assets frozen by the West following President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Goldman is cracking down on employees that aren't in the office 5 days a week. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., one of Wall Street's most ardent return-to-office champions, is cracking down on laggards. The Wall Street giant is embarking on a fresh effort to enforce its policy of working from the office 5 days a week. Though revenue-producing employees have mostly returned full-time, senior managers have grown frustrated by reluctance of staff in other groups consisting of a significant chunk of its workforce. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.